Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
But God damn it!
Boy.
This week is a wild one.
This is a funny one. We got the one and only Nate McIntosh. Holy shit.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. That Mother's Day theme, feminine, that shit was so great. In my mind.
No need for apologies.
No need for apologies.
Right, you goddamn right. Post no need for apologies.
Mother's Day shit.
Never has been, never will, yeah.
No need for apologies.
Yeah, Mother's Day was a shit for you, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. God, you know, I love my mom, man.
Goddamn,
you know?
Mama's boy.
Yeah, Derek gets gifts on Mother's Day.
That's so funny.
Like, Derek got Air Jordans. Like Derek's the only person that got
That's
shit this weekend.
Two in a row. My That's... gift is giving you shoes, baby.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, man, I'm sure. But nah, I made Mom a nice crab leg dinner with loaded potatoes. I got her a little Dooney and Burke purse. And,
really?
Dooney and Burke bought Nell something because she just in the house. Bought Nell something by association because she just beat her.
That's good.
So I got a little Jaguar print. And I had to buy my girl gifts for her birthday. So I've been spending money like I got it. I don't know what the fuck for. Well, but yeah, nigga, that's what it was.
I ain't even give my mom a phone call. I was
you don't like your mom.
I'm not even going down that road. I was shopping for a necklace. I didn't buy one. But I was shopping for a necklace. Let's get into it, man. We got our guest here today, man. Very excited about this one, man. I love having that. I love this guy, man. The Canadian Casanova.
King Canada. King Canada.
Nathan McIntosh. And I got that right. Nathan.
Yeah.
I said the Nathan.
You did.
Yes.
And it's fine if you didn't, but I mean that.
Nah. Ladies. Here's the deal. I listen to your podcast, and I know how you truly feel about that shit.
Yeah. Well, my full who gives a fuck? But my full name is Nathaniel.
Okay,
I put it to Nathan, but then every American, like, I swear to God, anytime I do a show, somebody's like, "What's your name?" I go, "Nathan McIntosh." They go, "All right, great, Nate." And then they bring me up, like, "Give it up for Nate." Never, ever my full name. Also, real quick, I didn't want to jump in because I was like, you know, am I going to be introduced? Should I just hop in?
You just hop in.
Do you and your mom have that weird of a relationship? You can't even call her?
Yeah, we fight. It's bad. Yeah.
Me and my mom fight. I still call her.
Good for you.
Are you guys like
sell out?
Have you ever
sell out?
Because it's not. Yeah, this
it's
is the first loss to women. You know, if I want to fight women, if I want to keep up this, I got to fight my mom first.
There you
the
go.
The queen of the first woman I ever saw.
You go fight
straight.
The queen.
You go straight for the head.
Yes.
You don't go out here and fight a bunch of foot soldiers.
You ever seen aliens? You got to go
say,
for the fucking queen.
Straight into the what was that? The Nostromo.
Yeah.
Right into the center.
The nest is at.
Take that big machine. Kill my mom.
No, me not talking to my mom though. I think it's more so. It's for her, but it's also for me also. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, there's nothing good gonna come. Like, I told my kids call her.
Okay.
They call.
I was gonna cut you off and say, I don't know what you mean. How is it for your mom?
Cause we just say mean shit to each other.
All
and
time.
Now I'm getting better at it.
Okay.
Oh yeah, we've been podcasting a while. We got all the quips.
My last argument with my mom, my mom called my phone in March. On my daughter's birthday. That's the only reason why I answered. I thought she was calling to talk to her, right? But we got into it. We got into it, right? I told her, it's her birthday. Fuck me. Do you want to talk to your granddaughter?
Yeah.
No. So this is what she's here for. She's here to fight with me.
Yeah.
But her response at the end of it, because, you know, she tried the whole woe is me. Oh, fine. And I just won't call anymore. And
yeah, the ultimate mom.
And I go, do you promise?
That's funny.
You promise I will never hear from you again?
Uh-huh.
And she goes, you're mean.
Yep.
And I go,
yep. Oh, you won.
Then you and your mom, it sounds like you and your mom started flirting.
Yeah.
Then I told her, I go, find me on Instagram. We started DMing. Sent to my dad.
We were joking around, yo.
You're
Dave mom
mean.
Would fuck. Dave mom would fuck. We can say that sometimes.
But that sentence right there, your mom is getting ready to go. Is your mom, you and your mom, Your same mom and age? Dad together no. or no?
No,
or
they, no.
Is she dating another man then or
no? No, my, and that's the issue. I was
my
the man.
Mom too, yeah.
I was the man.
My
like,
mom
as soon
too.
As I became eight, I yep. was my mom's man.
Same. I saw every bill since I was a kid. Every bill. I swear to God. I'd come out of my room. She's like, I don't know how I'm going to pay this. I'm eight. I don't have a job. I don't have money. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But same deal. My brother never saw
you. What's your little eight-year-old ass going to do about this electric?
Dude, absolutely. Yeah, the phone would just be shut up.
You need to start contributing.
Was your phone ever just shut up? I would go to the phone sometimes to call a friend and pick it up. No dial tone. I'm like, well, guess that's just off to throw it at the wall. So gone.
And that's my mom's. That is my mom's argument, is that she never let that happen. So I have no reason to complain.
Oh, shit.
The phone never went off. The lights never went off. You've never been evicted.
I really
shut your fucking mouth. And I'm like,
I feel bad for the both of y'all, motherfuckers, man.
No, don't
every
feel bad.
Every Christmas
man.
Was the Super Bowl. We had double electric. I don't even know what the fuck it is.
Like, double electric.
Like
two bulbs.
We had
one
double
screw.
Electric.
Just leaving all the lights on.
Hey, leave the lights on.
I feel like you were okay with leaving lights on. I feel like
no all cold water tap. Both
all,
hot.
All I had to do was
both
take
hot.
The trash
hot
out.
Hot hotter.
Hot and hotter.
Hot tea.
What kind of chores did you have as a kid? Because I had man chores. I was like painting, cutting grass,
no.
trying to figure out how to fix like broken grills and cars and shit like that.
No,
like,
no. I grew up in an apartment, so there was no apartment gang. Bam, bam, bam. Bussing to get
big
in.
Apartment. Yeah.
No keys. There was no, I didn't have to do any of that shit. But also there was a point in time where my mom, my mom just sort of like broke down. Nothing was going on. So I did hear all of the things about money and groceries and all that sort of shit. But I didn't have any chores. I was kind of like, do what you want. My mom used to do this. She'd say, like, I started smoking weed when I was young and skipping school and all that sort of stuff. And she'd be like, you want to smoke weed at like 14? She goes, okay, you'll see where that ends up. Wow. And you're like, and that was how my mom like taught me stuff. She'd go ahead.
I'm like that as a parent. I'm bad like that. Like,
I don't think
I'm not
going
to argue
but...
and fight with the kids, but I'll tell you. Oh, you going down that path?
Oh,
I think it's a good way to do it. It's not bad necessarily, but then you do one day, you know, you're in somebody's house, you're smoking some weed, and this person's like, I'm 15 or whatever, they're fucking 28. They're laying on a couch under some, you know, grease. Like, just, they're trying to get their house, like, the most weed. Does that make any sense? Like,
okay.
Let's put it up. Like, I got a Bob Marley poster here.
Yeah.
A pillow
the
with the leaf. And I got
black lights,
a fucking, with that little bullshit bumper pool. So I never have to leave. And you look at that guy and you go, I don't want to be this fucking guy.
Like a pet iguana. You got like a pet iguana or a gecko.
Or a
gecko.
Fucking bullshit hemp pants.
Yeah.
That your dick is ripping out of the sides.
Yeah.
And then I can pick
she
my mom.
She love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing. Remember the beginning of Friday?
Rick James.
Same shit.
Yeah. He's got Rick James in the corner. So anyway, then my mom, that thing came into my head. I'm looking at this guy. I'm like, that's what my mom means.
Right,
this
right.
This is where it could go.
But again, that's also the whole concept of your mom doesn't want you to become somebody that she wouldn't fuck.
Absolutely.
That's a weird concept, right? Like, I remember I put this out on Facebook about a few months back. I asked women on Facebook, I said, do you care if your son is good in bed or not? Because
that's a good question, man.
Women,
that's a good fucking question.
Women that treat their sons like, all right, make sure you treat a lady nice, pull her chair out, open the door for her, be interested in conversation. Like, you want her to have fun with me on a date.
Mm-hmm.
So do you care whether or not, you know, she's getting the climax?
If you come quick.
Yeah. Do you think moms care?
You should,
you know
when
what I mean?
Your son comes in the house, 15, you sit him down, you go, hey, how long does it take you to come? Like, what the fuck? Well, I don't know. Yeah, whip it out right now. Start beating off. Let's see. No woman's going to deal with this shit.
Put it in the comments. Let me know if we have any mothers that are listening to this, which I'm sure they've checked out after we just sit here and trash
They're
my mom.
They're not checked out. They check more in.
Yeah.
Can I say this real quick? This is what's funny about, like, is this your mom? If it's your mom, please answer.
I know.
If it was your mom, there's no way you can't answer that phone call.
Should I call my mom?
No.
I should call my mom today.
I'll call my mom, but we'll put them together. Here's what's funny about what you were just saying about, like, moms. Every mom definitely wants their son to treat women nice, right?
Absolutely.
Clearly. Why wouldn't you? And everybody wants to treat a woman nice, of course. What's the reason not to? What's funny about that is, just
come on,
quickly.
Nick. Come through, Nick.
When you grow up with, you see, okay, you and me have seen a side of women that's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
On the internet, right? Yeah. When the internet says things like every woman's a okay. No.
As a black queen, and what do you say? Even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen. Like, wait. Once the crack fiend comes in, I think you lose the queen status.
You can't be a queen and crack fiend. Like, queen don't mix.
I'm just saying that not
try to sell your crown for a rock.
Not every woman's a hero. There's a lot of garbage out there.
That's real.
But the internet is like, every woman is this held down thing, and you go, well, then just on a side note here, every man I know, period, has been called gay by a woman he has not wanted to sleep with. Am I wrong?
I've been called gay by a woman I just climbed out of the bed with her. I've told a story on Temple University. I took a shower with a woman post-sex, post-coitus. Just had sex.
Yep. Just took out.
And I'm washing the suds out of the crack of my ass. Okay. And she's like, what are you, gay? And I'm like, what the fuck?
You're supposed to keep those suds in there to block other men from getting past the suds. Because we all know that the suds harden up and they become a shield. No, but that's my point. This is my point. So, you know, when you hear people online be like, oh, we got to do this, we got to do that. I'm like, okay. But every one of us knows one of you who has said some horrendous, disgusting shit.
Yeah. Feminine toxicity.
Yeah.
I get in arguments with my girlfriend all about times.
Feminine toxicity.
All about this. They're so, but nobody, but they're like, what?
Of course.
You know, I was talking to, talking to somebody once and they go, they were getting yelled at by a woman who was like, men need to do this, men need to do that. He goes, all right, cool. I'm not saying that, you know, we're perfect. What do women need to do?
Oh.
What do women need? And you know what she said? Nothing! Nothing! Not a goddamn thing! You know why? Because the fucking phone was on, the electric never went out.
Right.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm so happy tonight.
I did everything I was supposed to, and you're like, all right, fine. Yeah. We're in the world now. I got into this yesterday because I called my daughter to talk to her, and my girl was with me, right? So I'm FaceTiming my daughter, right? And they moved out to Phoenix, Arizona, right?
Okay. Shout out to my pop.
Yeah. She's living with his pop. So, no. Shout out to Derek's dad for taking on my responsibility.
Yeah, my pop was taking care of him now.
This podcast goes deep, huh? Yeah. Dad's taking care of other people's kids? That's hilarious.
No, but they moved out to Phoenix during the pandemic. So I'm talking to my daughter yesterday, and I'm like, yeah, what are you guys doing today? She's like, nothing, I don't know. I'm like, well, where your mom at? She's like, oh, she's in Vegas. I'm like, well, who's home with you? She's like, yeah, nobody. And I'm like, oh, all right, whatever. You know what I mean? So I got off the phone, and my girl's like, are you okay with that? Like, she just left. I said, now you got to understand, because my ex went to Vegas with her mom and her aunt. Three mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Three mothers on Mother's Day who was like, man, that's a good idea to leave a 10-year-old in another state.
She's 10.
Yeah.
Nah, she a queen.
I legitimately.
That's a queen. How dare you?
But I legitimately, when you said she's home by herself, I thought you were going to say 16.
I have a 16-year-old, but she wasn't there. No, my 10-year-old was home while three mothers.
Uh-huh.
Three mothers was like, yeah, that's a good idea.
10 years old by her complete self.
There's a neighbor across.
That's by herself.
Yeah.
That's by herself.
Exactly.
You're like, well, there's cops in the area. There's like a 911 works. That's not the same. So by herself, nobody else in the house, no brother, nothing.
A cat. A cat. Yeah, I was talking to my kid. Yeah, you know how
cats
are.
Cats make pretty good meals. A cat's able to get in the kitchen and fucking stir something up. 10 is too young. How many days?
One day.
One day.
Nigga, Peanut was in the house going.
Kevin!
She Peanut was in the house going.
But again, I'm supposed to
home
celebrate
alone
this.
Home Alone 6.
I'm supposed to.
Derek's kids.
I am supposed to.
Dave's kids.
I'm supposed to post a picture of this woman on social media.
You're not.
And go, I want to send a shout out to this.
Those pictures are disgusting. I'm serious. Anytime I see those, it's like, call your mom or don't, man.
Yeah,
the rest of us don't need a 78-page fucking diet. Like a book.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, the first time I ever came out of you, it was the greatest, and then it only got better and better. And then the fucking, like, you know, you barely talk to this person, guaranteed. And I'll say this. I respect the mother of your kid in terms of, like, it's my day.
Yeah.
I'm going to go do what I want to do. But leaving a 10-year-old is, look, man, that brings back some flashbacks.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my mom never went to Vegas, though. She just went down the street.
And that's what my mom was like. My girl was like, what you going to do? I'm like, I'm going to pay my child support and shut the fuck up, because that's all I can do. Because I can call and be like, dude, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. But no one's going to see it that way.
No.
They're going to go, he really just ruined our Mother's Day celebration with his negative energy and his bad vibes.
The vibes.
Like, that's...
They blame everything on vibes now.
Vibes. What do they call that? Gaslighting? What, is that what that's called? Gaslighting?
You know, I'm not even familiar with those terms, man.
I'm Jewish, so it cuts deep for me.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
How was your... Did you talk to your mom on Mother's Day?
Yeah, I called her like a normal person. I just called my mom. That's it. Like a normal fucking person.
You conform.
I mean, if you're, I don't understand if you're, why you, I don't understand people who are, so my, this is my perspective, because I'm young. Why are you posting your mom? Your mom's not on Instagram. Like, if that's, your mom's on Instagram, she had you when you're 18 and she's a bad mom.
Wow.
Well, I don't know.
I feel bad for all you niggas, man. My mom raised me like a puppy. So I don't,
I feel
like,
bad for you. I feel bad for you, Derek.
Why?
Derek, you don't, because you don't know anything.
That's fine.
You don't know struggle. You don't know anything. If somebody takes this chain right now, you know what you're going to do? You're going to call your mom.
Absolutely.
You know what me and Dave are going to do? We're going to get out there. We're going to find that fucking thing. That's what's going to happen. We're going to make calls.
Because,
we're going to figure out what happened.
Because if I don't, my mom won't let me in the house.
Dude.
My mom is one of those... if you're going to fight me if you don't come back in with your property, so go out there and get it back.
I was telling my girlfriend this the other day. It's not that crazy of a story, but just one of these, like, my mom sent me to get McDonald's for when I was a kid, right? She gave me $10. She's like, go get a fish filet meal. Disgusting. Yeah. But whatever. I'm walking to get it. I got to go through a little plaza, a little alley. There's these two dudes, tough guys that are always hanging out down there. They go, yo, where are you going? I go, I got to go. He goes, all right, when you come back this way, we want that change. We want that money. From and I go, all right. So now
this is Canada.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
okay,
So I go to
McDonald's.
So I go to McDonald's, and then I got a decision to make. I go, okay, I can get my mom this and go back this way and give these people the change, and she's gonna be pissed.
Okay.
Or I go the long way around them, get back to home. The McDonald's is cold, and she's pissed. So I go. I don't want to get robbed here. So I went around and I come home. My mom's like, what the fuck? But I can't tell her that these guys are, because she would go fight them. I'm like, mom, I'm fucking 13. These are 18-year-olds. They're smoking. They got fucking beards. Okay. They're paying tax. I can't fucking, I'm not fighting adult men.
Yeah, they're
but
adult
men. But that's my mom too.
She'd be like,
what the fuck? And I was a scrawny little, I'm not big now.
Right, right.
So anyways, I just took the beating of her being like, not a beating, but like verbal beating.
You
ain't
no microwave?
Like, she's like, why is this? Yeah, but fries in them.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
see,
fries in the mic are awful. You're right. Cold
shit,
fries are awful. Cold fries are awful.
Yeah, they're goddamn well awful, huh? But you don't even know that life. All your fries were hot.
All my fries were hot.
You ever had was hot.
You know, your fries were hot. Hold on, let me ask you this.
Curly fries.
Have you ever been around, like, has
sweet
your mom
potato fry
ever either complained at a restaurant or anything, like, on behalf of the group? Like, have you ever had to sit back while your mom was handling a customer service issue?
Nah.
Good for you. Wow, you don't even get caught up in that shit.
My pop has gone through it, but you have to understand, we just came up cool.
Dude, my mom had a boyfriend that she used to, like, rumble. Like, for years, they were in the house. And I swear to God, they used to get me involved. Like, all right, the cops is coming. Who threw the first punch? And I'm like, what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
Like, my mom. And the sad part was, 90% of the time, it was my mom who threw the first punch.
Yeah.
And that sucks. You know what I mean? To, like, to gotta stand behind the person that's 100%
always
wrong.
Have to.
Yeah.
Always, as a kid, you always have to lie for them, and you know in your heart. You know what I mean? You gotta tell the grandmother, they're like, what's up? And I'm, oh, nothing. But inside you're like, oh, I just lied to my grandmother for this lady because I'm with her every day.
And
she gets violent.
She gets violent when you guys aren't around.
I've only slept through my mother's mistakes. Saying that, the one time that was crazy, my mom told me this story. She used to date a drug dealer, right? Didn't know he was a drug dealer. She didn't know that she was that he was using her car.
He wasn't wearing these.
He wasn't. He should have. Ready for this? Ready? Give me one of these.
Can we get some Black Air Force One story music, please? This is about to be a Black Air Force One story. We had Nana's great Black Air Force One story.
He had a pair of these on his feet and hands, but I didn't know he was a drug dealer. I had no idea. I couldn't.
He was driving
the
car with these on.
Like this. All right,
true story.
He had one of these hanging from his mirror, but I don't know. Drug dealer?
It was a few Christmases ago. She let me know. She was like, you remember T? I was like, you T-Man? Yeah, I remember T. Yeah, because, you know, I was like, yeah, I used to call him when he was on his business trip. Maybe he was in prison. Oh, that's why I heard so many people in the background. I was like, what did he go to jail for? Wow. So I find out T uses her gray Chevy to go pick up, you know, some weight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did not know. My mom didn't know. It was a sting, right? Mm-hmm. So now we in the middle of some playground in a Chevy. All these cars rush the fucking Chevy. Shotguns pull, whatever, looking for T. My mom going nuts. T, you ain't tell. How the fuck? I don't believe you did this. The whole time I was sleeping in the back seat.
I love the fact that this guy did a drug deal with a baby sleep. How old are you?
Wait, you were in the car.
He's in the car.
They were trying to check me for drugs too.
Wow.
But
wow,
I was asleep the whole time with cops on the window.
Crazy.
No disrespect. T must have been putting it down.
Yeah. Big dick. Huge dick. Absolutely huge. Absolutely massive dick. The things women will overlook.
He had to be.
And this is another thing, growing up with a single mom, the things that happen around him.
No.
You know what I mean?
That's not, dude.
Do you know what I mean?
I know, because it's ruined. Here's another thing that my mom throws.
Oh, dude.
Derek just put together a lot.
Here's another thing that my mom throws in my face a lot. Because when my mom did, she kept a good job. My mom worked a good job. She educated herself, went to college. And then, you know, she got a good job as a computer programmer. So my mom got an education.
Okay.
Started making some money. You know, the grocery cart got a bit full, you know, and then we started taking vacations. Like 93, we started taking vacations.
Okay,
right on 10. Every vacation we went on, my mom hooked up with somebody.
Dang!
That, like, you know what it's like to, like, wake up from jet lag and your mom is just, like, in the bathroom with just some stranger. And it's just like, you've ruined Puerto Rico for me. You understand that, right?
Like, my mom wasn't that gross. I don't.
Best trip of her life. It must be so hard to suck a dude while your kid's near. Like, dead serious. It must be so hard. Your son's over there with a Game Boy or whatever, and you're just like getting a guy. That's got to be so.
I mean,
the juxtaposition.
I get it. I get that they're lonely, they're horny,
they
and they're just
women.
Like, this
they still
fucking
women.
Kid is always
Mom's
here.
Still
I get
a woman.
It too, but also on the other, like,
my God,
again, man. When we have these big posts about the greatest fucking, you're making my lunch with cum on your hands. You know, like this is we can't. You're not. You know what I mean?
His name is Nate Mack, ladies and gentlemen. This is why I was excited for today. You heard? Wash your hands before you make my tuna fish sandwich, Mom. Goddamn.
And I'm not even angry at you about that, but then when you
I'm a fan forever. Nate's the best.
Yeah.
Nate, you're a fan
Nate
forever.
Mack.
You're the
Bro,
fucking
I
best,
was
dude.
Nate fucking Mack.
I used to just make the best out of it. I remember once a dude left his shirt on the couch and I was just like, that's a pretty cool dress-up shirt. I'm going to wear this to school now because, you know, I don't have any fly Tommy Hill figure like this.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because when you're growing up in it is what it is. You know what I mean? When you come across these fucking soft...
Which I love.
No, I'm
love
kidding,
Derek,
kidding.
But I cannot hide it. I am extremely jealous of the relationship that he has with his mother. I'm like, Jesus, is that...
Me and my mom...
Are you still?
On my stories. Did you see on my stories? Me and my mom had a crab leg fight yesterday. We was fighting with
crab leg. Swords, two Jedis with crab legs.
With crab legs.
Yeah.
If you go to my stories right now, me and my mom are fighting with crab legs.
If I was fighting with my mom with crab legs, real fight. Not real, real fight. Which, but are you really, are you honestly, like, dead serious, are you actually jealous
I used
it?
To be. I was jealous, like, when your mom came to the stand with, like, donuts for your birthday, like, a couple years. Remember at the old stand? Like, his mom drove up from South Jersey.
Amazing.
To be like, boom, hey. And I was
next,
just
one.
Like,
next one. Next one.
We're watching the crab leg fight.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
See what I'm saying?
Dude, she's honest to God. Look at your mom. She's cool as hell.
Yeah.
Your mom's
cool
as hell.
She's with the shit.
Yeah, your mom is real, real cool.
She's totally with the shit. I think, here's the thing. Me and Derek probably could have turned out, like, our moms were different. This is the thing we found out.
Love my mom.
Both of our dads, Air Force dudes.
Air Force dudes.
Both of our dudes, disciplined Air Force dudes. His dad flew for Air Force One. I don't think my dad got nowhere near a plane.
Your dad wore Air Force Ones?
Come on, Dylan! Dylan, get good!
I still want to be with us on the road. Talking about the whole time, but you meant actual Air Force One.
Pull
I figured plane. They're sitting
pull
right
Air
here.
Force One. Pull up the plane, Air Force One.
Yeah.
Get off my plane.
But sir, work here.
Dylan is... Dylan is actually working his way at getting back on that stage,
he
huh?
He getting good with them cuts.
Oh, shit. No.
He getting good with them cuts.
We going to see. We might have to. This is probably a good time for plugs.
That's my
pop
flew.
Yeah, it's
my pop ride.
Dad flew the president?
That's
and
my pop.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
That's my pop. That's my pop ride right there.
Wait, it is wild.
What? Here's the president. Oh, yeah. Which was he?
Bush 1 and Clinton.
Who am I talking to?
Exactly.
Exactly. Wait a second.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
I
weird.
Didn't know I was going to be talking to the elite today.
Yeah.
Is this the fucking Illuminati? This guy's dad was resigned president?
Hear this crazy shit. Go ahead, because I know what you're about to say about what your pop said he could have been doing.
Oh, nigga. This shit fucked me up. This is why I hate America. My dad said, I was like, Pop, you realize you like one of like two black dudes that ever flew the president's plane? He was like, yeah. But he was like, you realize when I flew, right? He was like, I used to fly for Reagan when he was vice president, then Bush, then Clinton. I could have been flying that crack over myself. I said, oh.
So basically, man. He did the right thing, what do you say, to keep white people happy. Because he could have been bringing cocaine over in a private plane and making way more money.
Sure.
But he tried to stay in the pocket and be a decent
dude.
A decent dude.
And he only did this because they wouldn't let him be an astronaut. So I'm like, this shit is fucking crazy.
Why wouldn't they let him be an astronaut?
Because black quota in the 80s, man.
Black.
He was black.
Can we make this fucking movie? Oh, my God.
Yeah, but no.
My
awesome.
Dad flew a president because he couldn't be
black
an astronaut.
Black Air Force Ones.
I will say these are both pretty good lives.
Yeah, you know.
What do you do? I fly presidents because they won't let me go to the moon. Okay. All right. You're not digging a ditch. I mean, it seems pretty good.
McIntosh.
But that's crazy, man. Your dad flew Air Force One.
Yeah. Made me look like a G when I was in grade school. Like, if we had a trip to D.C., he would come up to the class on the bus and hand out presidential M&Ms with Bill Clinton's insignia on the box.
Wow.
Right. Right.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we're sitting here making jelly and toast for breakfast.
Dude.
Getting ourselves to school on our own.
Dude. Oh, yeah. I get my brother to school. Absolutely. Yeah. No presidents. No astronauts.
I'm like,
dude. Can't even watch space on TV. Don't even have the space channel.
Oh my God.
Used to make toast with just butter and sugar.
Yeah, because they're kid meals. That's which we should reevaluate the term kids meal. Kids meal should be what would a kid make if he were left home alone?
Yeah.
Like that's what a kid's meal
kid
should
cuisine.
Be.
Yeah.
Pizza with Oreos on it. I want some pizza with Oreos. I don't know about y'all.
No.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
My papa.
Do you talk to your dad?
Yeah. No, my dad's dead. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. I almost forgot, right?
You go, Well, no, not unless I have a Ouija board.
Yeah.
You literally went yes right away, very hard.
Because we were cool, you know what
gotcha,
I mean?
Gotcha,
we,
gotcha.
I felt bad when you lost
We were
your
cool, like, we were as cool as we could be. Him and my mom did not vibe. And he tell you from the, shorty's just violent.
Mm-hmm.
Like he stopped away from it because it's something that happened where they were, like, trying to date again.
Mm-hmm.
And... They got into a fight with somebody in the park over, like, space in the park.
Oh, wow.
And my dad just wanted to alleviate it. Like, oh, come on, let's just leave.
Yeah.
My mom was like, nah, fuck him. Fuck. Oh, fuck that. Blah, blah, blah. And then, like, the guy pulled a knife.
Sounds like another case of feminine toxicity. Sounds like feminine toxicity, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Derek's dad's flying over all of it, being like, that looks fucked up. That looks crazy. Hey, Bill, you want to take a left?
So, like, I knew where to find my pop. I knew where to find my pop. Shit. He was on the other side of the city. But by the time I got to be a teenager and I got more into the street shit, which, okay. again, I kind of got into the streets to try to prove to my mom I'm tougher than she thinks I am. You okay. know what I mean? And then, like, that was the thing where then she tried to get my dad involved. Like, yo, this boy is, like, out in the street. Like, you know, he's doing shit. I found, like, guns and drugs under the bed. Like, you got to do something. And my pop was like, don't get me involved now. You did this. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm where he's at when he needs me, but I'm not here to fix up this shit. You know yeah. what I mean? Like,
it's
you
the
did
deepest,
this.
Greatest podcast, I swear.
But I fucked with my pop on the back end. I ended up having to take care of him when he died. My pop had Alzheimer's, so that shit was weird. Shit. Because it's like, now you got this dude that's like, he looks just like me. Mm-hmm. Looks just like me. And, like, you know, we're close, but not like that. Not
yeah.
like,
yeah.
let me wash you up. You know what I mean?
You like, to wash your dad in his last days?
Oh, my God.
Take the suds out of his ass, right? He's not gay.
Definitely wore a glove. Definitely wore a glove when washing my
rubber
dad.
Glove,
you know
too.
I mean? I don't
rubber
know
glove.
Why.
The ones you glove. Get. The ones you get.
What
from
are
fucking...
you gay is not... the craziest thing ever for washing suds off your body.
Yeah. Are you gay? Like, what?
That's some the last thing his dad said.
That is yeah. fucking nuts.
He's getting rubbed down in his last moments.
Especially because like, my dad had gay? Alzheimer's, so if he just kind of snapped up like, what are you gay?
That's what brings him back. I didn't forget I'm not gay. I don't know my name or where I am.
Oh, shit. All right, guys, man. Today's episode is brought to you by Blue Blocks.
Oh!
Blue light glasses.
I like them. Everything be orange. I fuck with the blocks.
I fuck with the blocks, yo.
Yeah.
And, like, these glasses really make everything feel better.
If we absolutely.
Had, we had Amy Shanker on, and she yeah. was like, are you guys playing your glasses? We looked like we was in a cult. We was like,
right, what?
We love these glasses.
We do. But we figured out why, because it takes all the yellows and the blues out and leaves the oranges and the reds. So
yeah,
and it takes that real life and leaves a fantasy.
Yeah.
So everything's
takes out
orange.
The blue and the green.
Take out that real shit and leave me with the fantasy. I like that.
I got like these Peter Parker Johns, right?
Okay,
like,
yeah.
So they look cool as shit,
yeah.
right? I wear mine to exercise. That shit be dope. Yeah. Like, I be out, like, it feel like I'm in, like, a movie. Like, one of them cool-ass
yeah.
retro New York movies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I
and see you see everything. All the stuff. Mine, I got the white frame, so I look like a douchebag, but the orange part makes it acceptable. Because, then they be like, oh, he's going for something with the white frames, with the orange. And I will say, it makes a morning a little funner.
Yeah.
Like, you ever had to be up 9 in the morning in the back of a van somewhere getting taken to work? And then everything's all like morning, but it's like hazy.
That's what
it's
I like love about Blue Blocks.
Yeah.
You don't know what time it is.
Right?
Yo.
Fuck son. Windows.
Yeah.
Blue Blocks. Just give like, me that no window, like we in a casino.
If it's 9 a.m., it feels the same as 9 p.m.
Yeah, you know man. Because when you make everything orange and fancy, it's a wonderful thing.
Would you put diamonds in yours?
I absolutely would put diamonds in my Blue Blocks. Are you out of your mind? What pair did you get again? You got the Peter Parker kind,
I got
right?
The Peter Parker.
I got the little, they was called the Cali. The Cali blocks or something like that.
Okay.
The Cali blue.
Yeah.
I would definitely put diamonds. What are you talking about? I wear them on stage. I wear them on stage telling jokes now.
You did? I haven't worn mine on stage yet.
I've worn mine on stage. It makes the crowd even more like, oh, this is what life am I living?
Really?
Where I get to, first of all, I get to tell jokes. Now I get to tell jokes in an orange fantasy world.
Uh-huh.
And then get off stage like, oh, you killed. Yeah, what you think? I wasn't going to kill? I had a kill if I got
See,
Blue Blocks on.
See, you can do that, though, because yeah. people expect that shit from you. Yeah. All right, I'm going to try it out, because that's usually not my style.
But
so I'm going to wear mine on stage and see if people respond to me different. I'm going to let y'all know, too, man. Y'all got to get on these shits, man. So get your energy back, sleep better, and block out the unhealthy effects of blue light from your computer, phone, and TV with Blue Blocks light glasses.
Get 15% off your order by going to blueblocks.com/NNFA. That's us. No need for apologies. And enter the code NNFA. At checkout.
That's BlueBlocks, BlueBlocks.com/NNFA for 15% off, or just use the code NNFA at checkout.
And lastly, but not leastly, wear Blue Blocks when you playing video games. Holy shit. Turn the lights out in your room and then play like Street Fighter or My Stuff's Fighting or Dragon Ball Z X or like Warzone, but put the orange glasses on. Whole nother world. I'm talking about Stratosphere, nigga. Stratosphere.
All right, let's get
Blocks.
Back. Let's get back to it, man.
I only ask because I've only talked to my dad twice. I met him when I was 5, and I talked to him when I was 13 on the phone.
Dang.
And like we're not, so I don't know him at all. But I know that when he dies, I'm gonna feel something. even though we're not close. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's just like a part of your life that's gone now, even though I never really had it. It's
yeah. I had to work. I worked a lot when he died. Like, I just got busy handling business, and I'm not going to lie to you, the shit didn't hit me until 6 years later. I was on a fucking treadmill, and I just started crying unconsolably. And I'm like, what the? And it hit me then, because that's how men are. Men are just like, all right, well, he's dead, so we need to take care of this, and then he did what? Like,
you just like, gotta wash the suds out of my ass.
Like, I remember when my girl came home, like, my girl was out, and when she came home and was like, what's the matter? I was like, yeah, my dad died. She was like, oh, shit. I was like, don't touch me. Don't, because you're gonna make me cry. Like, you know what I mean? I was just like, didn't
cry. A dude's cry is awful, man, because it comes from deep, because you don't do it. So when you do it, I remember my homie got killed. I'm on the train back to New York thinking I could hold on from Boston to New York. That was the most treacherous 4 hours. White women were like, can you move him somewhere else, please? They was trying to give me extra cookies. They was like, sir, I've seen you on that TV show. You're doing good. They put me in a whole nother. They was like, you're a bubbling fucking mess.
Yeah, totally.
And you're making people weird. So I was like, all right,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
yeah, you got to do it alone.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
That train ride home was awful.
And you can't, like, for me, I had kids. So, like, I can't cry in front of my kids. Yeah. At the funeral, I got to fucking, you know, I got to be the thing. And the fucked up thing is I learned that from the other men in my family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, going to funerals, like, the men, they wore sunglasses and they stood, you know. So it was just like, okay, well, if they're not going to cry, I'm not going to cry.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, yeah. You got to get by yourself. I mean, when my, again, I don't know him, but when he passes away, whenever I hear what that is, it probably won't hit me right away, but when it does, I'll have to walk around by myself.
Yeah.
And just cry in the streets. Nobody in New York gives a fuck.
Yeah. Nobody gives a fuck. They all cry in New York City. All of them, especially white girls. They
dude, on my way here, I saw two guys fighting on the platform.
Okay.
With, I don't even know what.
City back open, bro.
Yeah. I don't know. One guy had, I don't know if it was like mace. He had something in his hand. I don't know if it was like a, what the fuck it was. But they're kind of like going, they're squaring off, and then one of them takes off. And one guy's yelling at him, and I go up the steps, and I just hear, ah, ah, like people screaming, and I'm like, well, I guess they're back at it down there.
Yeah, the one fight I saw on the train via video, one nigga didn't have his mask on, and I was like, yo, put your fucking mask on. I was like, yo, try me, bitch.
Ugh.
And the nigga with the mask whooped the nigga with no mask. He whooped his ass and then spit on him. After he took the mask off. Spit on him, pussy, Christ. And got off.
Yeah.
And then it said, New York's back open. Because people just moved. They didn't even really scream. They just moved out the way.
You got to spit on his face so he knows to wear a mask next time.
He was like, don't fuck with me, pussy.
No, the guy with no mask won.
No, the guy with no mask got his ass whooped.
Oh, shit, really?
The nigga with the mask on was like, yo, my grandmother died, motherfucker. And like, it was this whole thing.
Yeah.
And then he whooped down on him.
Damn.
That dude with the mask went in on this dude.
Like,
he put him out. It was a little twitch. His foot went like
Black
this.
Airports, one energy.
His foot went like this when he was laying on the ground. He went. I'm like, he beat his ass.
Let's do some.
Dave, you beat somebody and his foot go like that?
I know. He's not even sleeping peacefully.
Yeah. I was like, oh no, his foot twitched. He got his ass whooped.
Let's do some plugs and then let's come back and talk about some Black Air Force Ones, because Nathan was actually very, very privy to the Black Air Force One we came in. So
Nate Mack,
real
quick,
plugs, man. So Dylan killing shit on the microphone, which is good because you can actually see Dylan on stage with us. There's No Need for Apologies, invades Bristol, Pennsylvania.
Oh yeah,
catch
Dylan's
us at the Comedy Works. This comes out Wednesday, so if you're watching this on Wednesday, this will be at the Comedy Works Thursday, May 13th. It'll be myself, Derek, and Dylan, and you can catch us. All available tickets are available right now. Sunday nights, Old Man Hustle, Brooklyn.
Next Sunday, right?
Newly known Sunday as coming, the right? Brooklyn. Well, every Sunday, Derek and I have the Black Ass Comedy Show. Sundays at 9:00, Brooklyn Comedy Club. Make sure you RSVP, and we'll be there every week holding that the fuck down. More tour dates, as we realize, we'll be in Phoenix.
June 17th. We'll be in Arizona June 17th through the 20th, and then we'll be in Minnesota in August 17th through 20th.
And do not forget Miami June 16th. All of those tickets are available on our website, on my website, DaveTempleComedy.com, and you can go ahead and blah, blah, blah. All right, Nathan, what do you got for us, man? We plug.
I mean, June 4th and 5th, I'm at, you check it out.
Yeah.
I thought you knew something.
Yeah, no, laugh it up in Poughkeepsie. I'll be there June 4th and 5th. And then past that, right now, I mean, check out fucking Instagram, my website, NathanMacIntosh.com. Got a podcast.
Yeah.
I listen to the podcast. Go listen to the podcast, Positive Fucking Anger, dude. I love the podcast. I don't get to listen as much as I used to because I used to spend a lot more time in the car. I used to love listening to Nathan rant. I used to drive for Uber and I would play. People, this is what I love about Nathan's this is what I love about Nathan's podcast.
Yeah.
People start arguing with the speakers.
What do you mean?
Guy in the back seat. I got Nathan on the radio and this guy's like, this fucking guy thinks he knows. It's like, yeah, shut the fuck. He's not talking
That's
to
right.
you.
You're getting through motherfucking audio.
It's a audio. Guy.
Were you driving my girlfriend?
That's so funny.
Like, so fucking great.
When he comes in Nathan, the room all the time, she's like, you think you fucking know everything?
I would have to pause
and I
it
don't.
Sometime.
I know nothing.
Yeah, and, he's always letting you know. I don't know what the fuck I'm just fucking talking. Yeah. But people would get in the back seat and go, who the fuck is this guy?
That's my nigga Nate Mack.
And I'm like, Jesus Nate Christ, Mack. This shit really gets people worked up. You know what I mean? So go listen to Positive Anger, man.
Nate is one of the funniest comics in New York, one of the hardest to follow. And lastly, I got to plug this because it's the weekend. Make sure you watch that damn Michael Che on HBO Max.
Oh, shit,
me and the fellas did a really good job on that. Michael Che, he just kind of changed the sketch game. And I'm in it. Reggie Conquest in it. Monroe's in it. Fucking Yamanika, all of them.
I was watching the episode with you and Reggie in the car. And I was like, God damn, Derek is a good fucking actor.
Thanks, man.
You're really good at acting, man.
I
like, holy shit, dude. Like,
he's having a good time.
Yeah. Like, you know.
Do you want to watch the trailer or no?
Nah, don't put the trailer up. But no, make sure you watch on HBO Max. My boy's show streaming right now. Yeah, all the New York comics is in it. That damn Michael Che, check that out.
If you need a login, hit up Derek's mom. She's sharing it with everybody.
You have to understand, my mom done told half of Jersey that I'm on HBO.
But that's
great.
I walk
around my neighborhood like,
I know. Yeah. My mom saw me at Caroline's once and was like, you're not going to make it talking like that. My mom came from Philly to New York at Caroline's and was like, you're not going to make it talking like that.
Dave, no joke. A couple years ago, doing the Tonight Show.
Let's go.
I call my mom. I go, hey, mom, I'm doing the Tonight Show. She goes, who's on? I go, your son.
Which one?
And she goes, oh.
Your mom.
But then
mom.
My mom will tell other people how proud she is. But when it comes to me, she can't
tell
that's
you.
How, no. That's how my mom, the first time I heard that my mom was proud of me was after my dad's funeral. My dad's ex-wife gave my mom a ride home because I wasn't able to do it. Mm-hmm. And she told her in the car. She was like, he really did a good job by that man. And my mom's, first of all, you got to understand too, the dynamic of like my dad ended up marrying my mom's best friend from high school. So that was also a weird thing. Like my conception was weird because like two hot chicks at a bar, my dad's trying to fuck one and she's like, and my mom is like, you can get this pussy.
Oh, no.
I'll give you a Dave.
You a son of a leftover.
And then after after my mom got pregnant with me, her bullshit ass friend was like, yeah, he is kind of cute. You know what I mean?
Hilarious. So then your dad hooked up with her?
And married her. And they were married for 10 years.
Wow.
So I also didn't see my dad for a number of years because that marriage was like, oh, well, fuck them.
Oh.
My dad.
Shit.
My dad moved to Marlton, New Jersey. My dad left North Philly. I could have lived in Marlton, but my mom was like,
nigga, you could have been around me.
On Air Force One.
White Air Force One. We could have been stepping and fetching. Nigga, you could have went to high school. We could have been best friends.
You could have went to high school.
We've been great.
My dad had a nice suburban South Jersey life.
Toxicity.
And my mom was like, nope, he's staying with me in the hood.
Gunshots all over the place, glass breaking.
You could have had a full night's sleep.
Yeah. Mom, I sure love you. Pop, pop.
Oh, shit.
Thanks for letting me stay.
But it sounds like your mom had Black Air Force One energy. You know what I mean? Now,
sure.
We were talking a little bit before the show, and I was surprised. Like, Nathan was actually very familiar with the Black Air Force One.
Yeah,
so tell us, what do you know?
The ACGs. ACGs.
That's them. Shout out to Jersey. Shout out to them house dancing, gun carrying niggas.
Absolutely. Any single person in ACG, don't look them in the eyes. Yeah. Don't get too close
to them. So you've never owned a pair? You never bought
all
a pair?
All black?
Yeah, never. That was never.
What am I? You know what I mean? Who am I? No.
I mean,
I don't have a gun under my seat. I'm not fucking, no. These are evil. And Nike honestly should take these off the market.
They're all
these
sold out right now.
They're all sold out right now.
Yeah, because, buddy, now that people are back, lost money last year, they're back
out
in the streets,
stock.
Robbing
out
people.
Yes.
Stock.
These never should have been in stock. It's funny because you're talking about white Air Force Ones, like white women, safest people alive, wear white Air Force Ones. You'd never see a white, if you saw a white woman in these, she is a problem. She will fight you in an Applebee's parking lot. That woman's a fucking mess.
I see
these are dangerous. This is like literally having a fucking Ouija board in your house. You have no idea. Like, these talk to you when you're asleep. You're asleep and they're like, hey man, why don't you go steal a car? And you're like, oh, maybe I should. These are not... These are not for anybody who wants to have a decent time in this life.
Blumhouse, you know? Blumhouse produced them sticks, man.
Annabelle 7, the black Air Force. No, these are fucking high top and the low top. There's nobody in these that has not been in a fight. There's no shot.
That is hilarious.
Or knows some people who know some people. There, you don't just
get
these.
So you don't just
these.
See those people as crafty people who've just figured out how to do more with less.
Maybe, but all I'm saying is I've never looked at these and saw them on a person who I didn't know, oh, yeah, that guy.
Oh,
he's
shit.
Trouble. Like, there's no way.
Sweaty. Jesus Christ, man.
Like, I used to go to fucking, drug dealers' houses and shit, and this is
that's what they're wearing, right?
Yeah. It's a uniform, part of the goddamn uniform.
We're trying to recreate
that. Oh, no, that's on. That's actually on.
Is it on? We just ain't having a good time. Yeah.
Can
I get a paper towel or something? No.
To redo, to get a, what do you call that? A makeover? Like
a makeover. We're trying to give it, we're trying
these?
To recreate the narrative.
Man, it's going to take you, it's like getting a makeover for an AK-47. You're like, you know, you can cut apples with it. Okay. This is going to be tough.
Yeah.
You're working at 30
years. It's an uphill battle. It's
yeah,
an uphill,
dude.
Because even now, when we post stuff on the Instagram, like I think the most recent one that we posted was like someone in a fancy casino, right? It's like waterfalls, LED lights, everything. And, you know, this shows down and everyone's like, oh, nope, crime's about to happen. Like, no one
somebody
sees,
about to
like,
steal them LED lights.
This person just out here having a good time who just happens to come from a different background, you know?
Yeah, like, it's so funny because these, like with a white check, green check, orange check, anything, even the white bottom, the gum shoe, like anything, but
if it's
all black,
solid black.
Come on, man. We all know what this means.
Yeah. Stomp you in the asphalt with the asphalt.
Absolutely. Yeah, curb you, your fucking teeth shattered.
Jesus.
Over nothing. This is
American history.
Worse than a Doc Martin? Worse than a Doc Martin? Because Doc Martin's was the curb stopping boots, right?
Yeah,
this is white man or black man. Stomp.
Ed Norton, American History X.
Yeah. This is the type
crazy.
Of person who, like, if they are wearing another type of shoe and you step on it, you now have to fight this person.
Yeah.
The type of person that's like, you look at them at a party and they want to go. This is not Nike. Who am I talking to right now? Phil Knight. If you want to stop violence in America, start here. Get these cocksuckers off the fucking shelf. They should be, you know what? They should be in the back. You know where they should be in the back of Foot Locker. You should come in and you go, hey, can I get them black Air Force Ones? And they go,
it should be like a porno curtain.
Yes.
A porno curtain.
And they do a background check on you before you can get these. And if you have any criminal history, no, man. Come on, dude. This is like, hilarious. You know what I mean? There's no.
So how do we get these shoes on to more upscale people?
You don't. It's over for these. You know what I mean? It's done. Give it a try if you want.
I will never give up. The Black Air Force One gang will never, ever give up, man.
We're going to try to recreate this goddamn narrative.
It doesn't even meet with the shoe. The shoe does not have give up energy. You understand?
No.
The shoe does not have give up energy.
Ankle support. If you can go.
If the shoe has, if the window's not open, I'll break it energy. if the fucking.
If one door closes, we break that bitch down.
The fuck down.
If this guy won't give me his money, I will take fucking energy.
Those guys that were asking you for your change at McDonald's.
Absolutely.
Dude, they're not asking anymore.
They were just two big Air Force, all black Air Force Ones, smoking a cigarette right on the shoe. Where are you going?
Give us that change.
Yeah, this a hand? Give me that.
Now.
Give me that change. These are criminal.
Oh, my gosh.
Complete criminal.
Absolutely fucking hilarious, man. Nathan Mack. Now, Nathan, usually on this show we ask everybody, has there ever been a time that you should have apologized but didn't?
Well, first of all, I'd like to apologize to anybody who
you
works
can't
here.
Apologize on this show. There's no need for apologies.
No need for apologies.
We don't apologize.
Oh. Yeah. All right. I don't apologize.
Yeah. We just want
to
know.
To the all-black Air Force.
Have you ever said there was something? Say again. What was it?
Has there ever been a time that you probably should have apologized but didn't?
But you did.
You stood your ground.
You know, this is the first thing that jumps in, and I'm sure there's much worse things, but there was a girl one time in high school, okay?
Okay.
Big tits.
Gotta love it.
Let's just start there.
Gotta love it. I always loved big titty girls in high school. Like, oh my God.
But they were like... Like, you know, everybody was like, what? Like, they don't make any sense.
Oh, okay.
They just, like, they were the type of big.
Something out of a myth.
Yeah, they were
something
like,
out of a
did you
fairy
get
tale.
These done? You 16, like, just
you
dumb.
16-year-old, that's so,
so
funny.
So she kind of was a mess.
Okay.
But she would talk to me and whatever. She was like, oh, I think you're whatever and all, okay. And I was never rude to her. I was always talking to her in class or whatever. But anyways, I feel bad about this. One time with some friends, and she came up.
Okay.
And she's like, hey, Nathan, whatever. And I pretended like, I was like, what are you? Yeah, and she snapped. She was like, who the fuck? And we never hooked up or anything, but she was just like, what the fuck? Who do you think? And I was like, and then she walked away being like, you're, like, just yelling at me. You're garbage. You're fucking bullshit. And, yeah, I felt bad about that. I should have.
Because you didn't, yeah.
That's a like small episode, one, but that's the first thing.
That's like the episode of The Fresh Prince when Queen Latifah was soft on him. And he was like, he was soft on her, but as soon as he got around the friends, he was like, you messing with big old trunks over there? Big drawers? And then Will was like, nah, I ain't fucking with it.
That's exactly what happened. And I wasn't even, we weren't even hooking up or anything, but I, you know,
Will
dumb high
Queen
school
Latifah.
Fucking shit, man.
Yeah.
I was trying to impress these cocksuckers and I fucking... yeah. And where'd that? I don't even know these people anymore.
I know.
Yeah, man.
What would you do if that girl called you onto a game show, like, or a talk show today to let you know she was hot? Remember when they used to do that shit?
Hot or not? Yeah, Jenny Jones.
Yeah, well, you didn't duck me in high
That's
school. I'm
you
hot
know what?
Now.
That's how you can redo these. Air Force One or not, and it's people that used to wear these who then come out in dress shoes. Suits.
Oh, okay.
You remember? I used to rob convenience stores.
Yo.
Well, look at me now.
Oh. Do you remember that? Okay. Do you remember seeing kids in high school that like got sent to juvie, and then they might have came back to regular school, but they weren't on that same shit anymore, and they usually went and got a job somewhere that required them to wear a tie, and it was just like, what the fuck is going on? Like you're scared of this guy, but he's got on a tie now. You know what I mean?
Man.
Like,
all the dudes that was criminals in school. Kept being criminals, and most of them in jail now. Cause I remember one dude. I'll never say his name because that motherfucker's dangerous.
Some people it works for. Some people.
In the same... My boy, he beat his dad up at the school.
Nice.
Oh my.
They called his dad to get him, and he whooped his father's ass in front of the student body. I'll never.
Well,
forget
that's wow.
Wait, the son beat the dad.
Son probably, beat up his father.
We
got to
get him
school.
On this podcast just if so I get, we can if ask we, if, him.
I know.
Is there a time you should have apologized?
I'm back home in South Jersey. They was like, he's doing a life sentence. I was like,
oh,
fuck,
man.
Because I'd love to get him on.
Yeah, we can take this on the road.
Who can reel? But who can reel you in? Like, if you're beating up your dad in high school.
That's over.
That boy was.
You're unstoppable.
He had.
Hey, a pair of these for you for Christmas, birthdays, everything.
Craziest
That's
thing?
Crazy.
Freshest Timberland boots I've ever seen. He always had Carhartt on.
I never understood those kids.
Carhartt.
I never understood the bad kids who parents still bought them shit.
Yeah.
Because I was a good kid.
The nigga had the fucking reptile contact lenses. There wasn't no fucking around with this dude.
Jesus.
This motherfucker was dangerous.
Just on that, like, people put together. I remember, when I younger, hanging out with some, like, tough fucking dudes who, like, did shit or whatever, always had, like, when I go to their house, whenever they pressed their pants, their shoes were always, you know what I mean? They were the most put together people. But then, if you, they were not fucking around.
Yeah, I think that's where the anger comes from, though. It's like you being stuck in a regiment or a routine. You know what I mean?
But here's the thing. You got to understand. Any real nigga know? Oh, that bully get bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, okay, he's still getting girls. Though, like, he beat up a nigga, but he getting pussy.
But how old are we talking though? Because that's another thing. Like,
okay,
girls make weird mistakes in their teens and 20s, and they like they date the worst dude. And then they find out later, like, oh, that's not what it was. And that's why, like, you know, the guys that are a bit softer start winning later.
Oh, okay, okay.
You know what I mean? Because girls realize after they've went through every hard knucklehead who's, like, never going to make love to them. He's never going to
caress. That's how I got picked most of the time. That's how I got picked. Oh, yeah, you safe. They would always go, Derek's safe. I'm a love Derek because he's safe. All these niggas I used to fuck with in Camden, can't do that no more. He love his mom. Yeah. He don't beat bitches like that. They used to pick me. You're silly. You're like a nerd. That's why I love you.
And it works, though. We were just talking about this weekend. Let me know what you think about this because we're talking about the character, Austin Powers, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Mike Myers is Canadian, so there's a different vibe, but Austin Powers, he was like a perv, but he wasn't. Mm-hmm. He was always checking for consent, like, hey, do I make you horny? All this kind of shit like that. What the fuck is going on up here? You know what I mean? Like, but he was okay with being a clown or being silly to get the girls happy. Now, like you said, Will Smith, Fresh Prince, nice guy. Will's still pretty aggressive with the ladies, though. Will still had Philly energy. You know what I mean?
90s energy,
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so would you say, like, is the Austin Powers thing, is do Canadians carry themselves that way or no?
Yeah, like the nerdy.
You understand Austin, what I'm saying? I understand it's a fictitious character.
I was going to say, Austin Powers and Canada have nothing to do with
it. Really?
Austin Powers
is from Britain.
Exactly. He's a British.
He's English.
It's a take from the mind of James Mike Myers. But it's like a joke thing. It's so funny. You land in Canada, you're like, where the fuck is Austin Powers? Like, you think everybody's wearing those big peace sign chains and driving around with weird suits?
The Shaguar.
No, so that has nothing to do with Canada. But as far as, I don't think he doesn't come off as threatening at all because he's just a weird little goof with bad teeth.
But he would close the deal with hot chicks, and I think that was kind of like the blueprint for people to be like, sit in the pocket, don't be a creep. You know, there's three fucking movies of this guy, like, nailing hot chicks in every... Well, he didn't nail Beyonce in the third one, did he?
No, she had a thing for him, though, because he left her.
I'm going to take a quick second to thank every one of our favorite new sponsors here at Gas Digital. Drive Energy Pouches. Drive is a sister pouch for my buddies over at Fully Loaded. The guys wanted that extra boost and the taste of their favorite coffee, but in a convenient pouch form. Like, you put it right in your lip like a...
So you packing a lip like it's...
I ain't do it in my lip. I like. All right, this is going to sound weird.
Tobacco? It's tobacco.
No. Oh. It's coffee. It's coffee.
Oh, in the pouch. Oh, okay.
And you got the pouch in your mouth, pause, but there's a pouch in your mouth and you suck on it. And the juices that flow out, pause, they give you energy.
Oh.
So, like, you know, if you into that, boom.
So, energy sacks in your mouth.
Listen, Drive delivers a smooth coffee experience. It's never bitter. It's not too sweet. And it's like a healthy boost to sustain energy. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, when I had it, it definitely kept me up. And it's quick. Like, you ain't got to, like, worry about trying to, like, blow off coffee.
It's
not
like a caffeine shot. Like a quick shot of caffeine.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, right at room temperature.
Oh, okay.
Because you know how, like, you got soup coolers, what you call
them. Yeah, my grandma called them soup coolers.
I don't have soup coolers.
Yeah, no. I got these big old liver lips. So,
pop a pouch between the cheek and gum for all the energy and focus you need to drive through the toughest days. Go to their website, drivevenergy.com, and check out the full line. If you go to that website or fullyloaded.com and use the promo code FREEGAS, they'll send you a free 10 directly to your door. No shipping, no credit card info, free to you. From the team here at Gas and our buddies over at Fully Loaded and Drive Energy. Now let's get back to the show.
I believe you did this to me. Like, he had women by the heart.
You know what? Beyonce got away with that. Vanessa Williams got away with that shit, too. Like, they're the only ones that can be, like, black, act opposite of a white guy, but, like, not even touch him.
Yeah, it's
like,
Beyonce.
So, like, she didn't have to touch Mike Myers. Vanessa Williams, an Eraser, she gave Arnold Schwarzenegger a hug at the end of that movie.
That's right. Eraser. And he fought alligators for this bitch.
Fucking
he shot a plane.
Yeah.
He shot James. Was it James Woods?
Yeah.
James Caan.
Shot James Caan through the fucking... He shot at Eraser your dad.
Yeah.
Derek's dad just trying to land Bush and Schwarzenegger's out there shooting at the fucking... I forgot. I haven't thought about Eraser in
Eraser
a long
time. Eraser was the shit.
Eraser's a good time.
But there was a thing that, like, Aaliyah did the same thing in Romeo Must Die. She gave Jet Li a hug at the end of that movie.
So you're saying, what are you saying? You're
like,
saying
black women they can get away with, like, I'm not kissing that white dude. Kissing that little Asian man.
Okay. I've never thought of this.
Because we knew Jet really wasn't like, Jet and Aaliyah really, it wasn't believable.
Yeah. She can pretend that she's interested, but when it comes, she couldn't even kiss the guy on camera. She couldn't kiss him for him. Like, Aaliyah had to be making, at least $10 million for that? Like, how much
she
paid
Aaliyah?
She
put his name in the song, no?
Yeah, that was it. That was the most he's going to get. And this guy, can you find the closing to Romeo Must Die? Like, just the final scene?
Can we do that?
Like, he's beat to death.
He whipped ass for
he's
her.
Bloody.
Romeo Must Die is another good time at the time.
The wire work on that fucking movie. Like,
oh, yeah.
He was playing karate football and they was pulling.
When he does the, he kicks this way and this way in the air. Yeah.
Yeah,
DMX is in that, right? DMX is in that. And,
people don't kill people. Guns kill people. Yeah. That shit.
Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Yeah. That's
when he put my man's spine on the rack.
So he's fighting his fucking ass off. But see if you can fast forward to like the end. We don't need to see the
fight. Wait a second. So the thought you're having is that
black women are, it's okay.
I forgot when they did the fucking Mortal Kombat x-rays in this movie. Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah,
at the very end. It's okay.
But you're saying black women don't hook up with the guy at the end of the movie if he's not black?
If he's not black, yeah.
Gotcha.
They can get away with that.
And no one will question it, right? You didn't even notice that, did you?
Well, I wouldn't question it whether they did or not. Like, I'm not watching a movie to be like, when's she going to suck him? You know what I mean? I watched Romeo Must Die for the fights, for the kicks, for the fucking, you know what I mean?
But they're supposed to be in love.
But see, I was a kid and I understood, like, we got to get something for this.
Are they together? They're together in this movie?
She was like,
he's fucking 4'8".
Look, that's together. Watch.
Okay. All right.
This is supposed to be a kiss.
Turn the volume down so we won't get no copyright claim. Yeah.
I've been fighting all night for your black ass. Thank you.
Boom. The hug. Straight shoulder hug. That's it.
And a little thumb across the hair. That's
and then you know what she did? A man off camera's like, yo, Aaliyah, let's go. That guy's wearing a pair of these. He's got a pair of these on. Two black and milds.
Yeah. Yo, hurry up with your little Asian nigga.
Get in the car.
Shit off of your drawers.
Get in the fucking car. Get in the car right now. Before I get out of here and kick that man's ass. Get the fuck in this car.
Get away from that little Asian nigga. Let's go. Come on, man.
So I can drop this off in your drawers real
quick. That was the whole theme of Anthony Anderson and them character. They was like, well, you thought Tish was going to give it up to you? Nah. Like, they would come and pick her up and end all of the fun for him. You know what I mean?
I remember, I saw that movie, I guess, one time in theaters. I don't remember. But again, I went solely for Jet Li kicking people's ass. That was the whole point at the time. No love story.
Yeah. But it was like, if Aaliyah's the love interest.
I was trying to see
Aaliyah. Aaliyah was bad, man.
Because I wasn't into love movies at that age, but I was into seeing chicks. Like, I watched Wait and Exhale just to see them chicks get banged. That was pretty good.
I didn't.
I've never seen it.
Wait and Exhale?
Never seen it.
A lot of good sex scenes.
All the women was like, oh, yeah, a lot of good sex scenes.
Great sex scenes. If you didn't have that,
but
that came out before I had access to porn.
But they was dogging niggas the whole time because. When Whitney got her little fuck scene in, my man was growling, but he wasn't putting it down. So she was like, "What the fuck you mean, nigga?" Like,
he
got dog. The other dude that plays Bubba on Forrest Gump with Layla Rashawn, he got dog for being drunk. Like, it wasn't good.
Mm.
Fucking Angela Bassett blew up her whole husband's house,
and that was acceptable.
And they was
acceptable. I saw that on bootleg, and they cheered in the theater.
White woman.
They cheered in the theater.
Oh yeah, there's always been that. People didn't. What's the name? Left Eye burn down Mac 10's house.
Yeah.
Not Mac 10, but yeah, some football player. Yeah.
One of them nigga, he went broke, but the way she did it was crazy.
Like, yeah,
she,
burned a house
she
down.
She put all the sneakers in the tub.
She was trying to burn the sneakers, and it got and it got out of control and burned the whole house down.
Burnt the whole.
How many pairs of these do you think were in the?
No, she had a pair.
No, she had them on her feet.
She had hers on.
She had them on her
feet. Those are the only ones she took. Size 14, still just put them on, crawled through the house, burnt the whole thing down. I didn't know that. She was just trying to burn sneakers.
Yeah, she's trying to burn his clothes in the tub, and the fire got out of control.
If any man. If a woman cheated on a man and he went and burned her house down,
oh no, they would be
the
marching.
The country's done.
They would march.
The country would fold.
What is the pettiest thing you've ever done to a girl, like revenge wise?
I blew up.
What you mean?
I'm successful now.
Oh, that's hilarious.
All these chicks. I'm just checking on you. I get a lot of DM. Just checking up. See, I don't do that now.
Damn. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done anything. No, I just, you know, as you're kind of supposed to as a man, you just...
Just take it, yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, yeah. My mom taught me to just kind of deal with it.
I remember actually one time, just, this is obviously years ago, but me and an ex-girlfriend, not a good time, it's bad.
Okay.
And we should have broken up long before this, but anyways, the Christmas comes around and I told her, I was like, I got you two things for Christmas, right? And she goes, oh, well, I guess I got to take back some of the things I got you. And I go, we're done. We're done. That's it. And it was a big thing because we were like 18, 17. But I was like, yo, this is craziness.
This shit sucks.
Anyways, check this out. What I got her at the time was a GameCube.
Okay.
And a chain. Like, just like a little chain. Nothing crazy.
Okay.
So, but I still, as the
you
I
spent
go,
some money.
Couple bucks. Yeah. I mean, nothing crazy. Maybe $300, $400. I don't know what it was.
That, yeah, a couple dollars.
But yeah, I'm fucking 17 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I still go, well, all right, we're done, but I'm going to give them to you. And she goes, all right, fine. I'll give you your gifts too. So I give her a GameCube and this chain. You know what her six things were? That's what she goes, I got you six things. You got me two. So I got to take things back. You know what her six things were?
Here we go.
You know when? Do you know when you go to Foot Locker and they got six t-shirts for fucking $25 or whatever? That's what it was.
Were they different colors?
Yes! That's one fucking thing. That ain't six fucking things.
That's one thing.
One thing.
$20.
$26, whatever the fuck it is.
$20.
I should have took the fucking GameCube and whipped it into the goddamn street.
You. She put the spin limit on your punk. Oh, no, and then tricked you.
Oh my god.
Well, but anyways, when she said that sentence, I was like, "We're done." And then I, you know, gave her that. And I'm like, "What the fuck?"
I remember one time. There was a bad bitch that moved into my neighborhood, and I cooked her dinner. And I brought it over to her to eat, and she put the shit on the floor and fed it to her dog in front of my.
Oh my god!
Why? Did she give an explanation?
She just played me. She just like, oh, I don't eat this, and then put it on the floor and her dog in front of my face.
See, I'm sure we've all had these conversations with people,
like,
right?
This bitch.
I think not all, not anybody that wears these, but actually maybe, I was like, I, you know, that type of shit. I remember I wrote a poem. Sorry, for a girl when we were like 14.
Okay.
And then she ended up cheating on me with a guy who I think pounded her in the ass. You know what I mean? Like just, I didn't find all this letter. So then you go, you know what? Nobody's getting a poem again. Nobody's getting a meal again. So then later in life when women are like, why not? Talk to your people. Talk to these people.
Ready?
Try to be nice.
I think we should probably close on it. You know what that's called, Nate? It's called feminine. Toxicity.
Toxic femininity.
Black Air Force
toxic
One.
Femininity yeah. Toxicity. Or feminine toxicity.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Toxic either way.
Femininity.
Yeah.
Dave mom. Like Nate mom. My mom.
A dad hat. Your mom seems cute as hell, man. Yeah, I'm happy for you.
She is nice, man. She's nice to me too.
I believe it.
She's nice to me.
The woman's fine with crab legs.
I feel like your mom though also lets you know when I leave, like, watch out.
No,
I feel like him, that boy's acting.
Nah,
nobody loves
him. He go,
man.
She'll go.
Nobody loves
this is my mom. Go.
You know how parents like will give the kid the real.
I'll give you
once
the real.
Their friend walks out.
Fuck that. Dave the only one to help you move. Dave the only one ever help you really move.
Dave
the only one that really watched that shit.
Yeah.
Dave the only one that. That's what she got. Dave the only one that really.
Yeah, I'm loyal
Dave,
to it. Like I
really...
did a show in Jersey City yesterday.
Dave the only one that
and
really.
And it was raining. It wasn't a lot of money. It was no money. But I was the only one that showed up on the flyer.
Wow.
like someone called and was like, "Hey, can you host this show at the stand?" And I was like, "Nah, because I got another engagement in Jersey City. I'm sorry." And like. I'm like loyal to a fault. I told this guy I was coming. Yep. I can't just leave the person hanging.
And
you know what I mean?
Not everybody else will, but so many other people will. And then you go, well, what's wrong with me? Why don't I just, because raining and shit, like, what the fuck am I doing? But then, you know, I'm the same way, man.
Yeah.
I swear to God. If I tell somebody, like, if I have to cancel, I feel so bad. But
I
it
do
has
most
to be,
of
like,
the time.
A real reason.
Especially if it's somebody I don't like, fine. But for the most part, I hate canceling people.
I hate
but
it.
But if it's somebody I don't like, hey,
something bad, even something terrible, like, you know it's going to be bad. It's a working taco restaurant, and people are going to be throwing shit at you. I'll be like, man, I apologize. I can't make it. I'm down to do another day, even if I'm not.
Yeah.
But like, you know what I mean? I'll always feel bad about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which, I mean, I don't know. That's
So did the show happen real quick?
What?
Did that show happen?
Oh, yeah, and I killed. I had a great time. I just did more time. That's the thing. I always make the best out of it. You know what I mean? So that's the thing also where I got to stop tripping off of it and just understand wherever I go, there's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
Not even being arrogant. It's just, I've been doing this for like 16 years now. Yeah. They're going to have a good time. You know what I mean?
FA Comedy Jam, 7 motherfuckers showed up. We acted like it was 30 in there.
Oh, yeah. Time. Which those clips are available now. I'm going to be posting those on the website. So make sure you got, not the website, the podcast Instagram page. So follow NNFA Podcast on Instagram. And we're back on Twitter with that same logo. And I'm trying to figure out the Facebook thing also so we can do the paid ads. But
yeah, wrap this shit up.
But watch those clips. Yeah, man. All right. So, we're about done here. Nathan, man, this was great.
Yo.
Nate, fucking Mac, man.
I was excited when I found out you was coming in.
Yeah. Glad Nathan's back.
Nathaniel Macintosh.
Nate Mac, you're amazing, dude. You're Nate really Mac, fucking bro. Funny.
We got 2 seconds.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Just talking about shows.
Tell us what you need to say and then tell us where people can find you.
I just want
to
say this last thing real quick because I did a show last night. Okay. At NIT, right? Okay.
With the ladies, with the queens.
Yep. Everybody killed.
Okay.
Okay. However, you know when you go to a show and you're like, I don't have it tonight. I don't. I know I'm on my way there. I'm like, I don't got it. I don't got the juice. It's not. So I was kind of like, oh, I hope it's in the bar.
And I heard Yam put a foot in the ground yesterday. Yeah.
So check this out.
Okay.
So I'm like, I don't got it. Then they text me. They go, you're closing. I'm like, okay, I don't got it. I don't say that to anybody, but I'm like, oh, maybe, you know. And then I'm like, it's in the bar, so it's going to be fine. I get there, it's in the back. I go, all right. Then I was like, who's on the show? They tell me, and they go, and Yam. And I go, okay. And they're like, so it's going to be Yam and you. I go, all right, so I'm in the back. No juice. I got like, I'm foggy as fuck. No juice. And I'm in the back. And obviously we all know Yam.
Yeah.
This is solely just to give Yam like, Yam destroyed at a level that's like, I'm in the back. And I'm like, I already know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I already know what's going to happen.
Yam had her silver shoes on last
night, boy. Dude, it was a fucking people. I'm in the back and you hear like, ah, like people are losing their mind. Somebody died. A chair blew up. Like killed. And I'm talking to Amina right before. So I'm in the back. And I go, I'm waiting to go up. And I go, Amina, are you going to do time? She goes, no. I'm like, and then I go up and it was okay at the beginning, real turbulent in the middle, kind of got him back. But anyway, this is solely to just give Yam props. Yam, man.
I can't wait till she come back because I'm trying to get her on with Dave.
Yeah, Yam's scared.
Yam absolutely dominated last night. Yam's so funny. Has been for years. Yam's fucking great.
We're going to try to get on the show. I'm going to try to get Yam on the show.
She won't do the show.
Because she don't like COVID. Coming out the house. COVID.
Oh.
Yam really did the show with a fucking mask on last night.
She did do the show with a mask on.
I saw the pics. I was like, she up there.
Where'd you see the pics? There's pics out?
She was like, the queens is back. And I follow Amina. And of course, it was all with the highlights last night. I was like, oh, Yam had her silver shoes on with the black outfit. I know she probably put her foot in them motherfuckers.
Dude, it was like, I literally was in the back. Like, if I don't go out there, it will be better. Like, Yam. This is how we end this. I even said to Amina joking, but I wasn't joking. I was like, I go, Yam should have closed this. And Amina goes,
That is weird.
I was like, I was fucking around.
On Mother's
Day. But she looked at me.
To not have a woman close the show on Mother's Day. Yeah, that is pretty odd. You know what I mean?
Either way, Yam, Dama, Nadia, I'm so funny.
No doubt. Nathan, where can people find you at online? They're looking for you.
Holy shit.
Twitter and Instagram at Nathan Macintosh, NathanMacintosh.com, podcast Positive Anger. That's it.
Yeah.
No doubt, man.
Nate Mac is my Dennis Leary. That's my nigga right there. That's my Dennis Leary. Fuck that.
You haven't seen him like that much.
I don't even get that. I just don't get it.
Like he was that quintessential 90s white comic that was like killing.
I don't even see him as a white guy. That's the funny thing. I remember
Nate is just real quick
because we're trying to end this goddamn show. But one of the funniest.
No, we got 2 hours left. I told Derek I have a show at 8. Let's keep going.
Great.
One of my funniest experiences with Nathan. This was back in the Village Lantern days.
Yeah,
we're in the
back. He used to kill. Goddamn.
They go, all right, give it up for this next comedian, Nathan Macintosh. And this guy goes, oh, great, a fucking Canadian, right? Yeah. And Nathan goes, did you just say, oh, great, a fucking Canadian? Yeah. What's the matter, buddy? Fuck Canada. And he's like, okay, fuck Canada. Why? And he goes, don't know. Something you're supposed to say. And it was like, it was funny to watch, yeah. like, because it was a direct thing at Nate. Like, he said it at him as he's walking by, and Nate handled it so well and dismantled this guy. Like, you don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah. And then he just began to level him. But it was one of those things where it's like, it was weird that a guy heard the last name McIntosh and for some reason was like, oh, great, a fucking Canadian, right? But yeah. that was like, I don't know, for some reason, I've never saw you as a white guy. You know what I mean? Like,
nah, some of his jokes made me go, okay, Nate is down. Like that joke, I don't want to fuck it up, but it was something along the terms of Chris Brown beat up Rihanna and kind of blew up. Like, that's fucked up, but that's, really? What? And then you know how you hit the, what?
Yeah.
I don't believe it. Because if Ginuwine knew.
Yeah, I said.
Now, let me finish. He said, if Ginuwine knew, if that was the process, he would have been in an Allentown motel beating the shit out of Soleil. Nigga, I ran out. I ran out of the Village later laughing my ass off.
Allentown.
I said, that's the funniest shit. Yeah. He was like. When you said Ginuwine would be beating Soleil up somewhere, I kind of lost it. I was like, I fuck with this dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I automatically was like, oh, that's my guy right there.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's the hip-hop references and the other shit.
You got like, big hip-hop references. Yeah. I was like, damn, Nate. Shit, I didn't even know that. Yeah. This nigga's blacker than me.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Ginuwine. The Bachelor was the first CD I ever had.
Yeah, so... That's Nate Mack, man.
Anyways, I appreciate you guys. I know we all want to get out of here.
Yeah.
Not me. I'll just stick
bless.
Around. But thank you.
But you're blessed.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate you guys.
Dylan, say goodbye to the people, man.
Y'all know where to find me. Y'all know where to hate me. At Dylan J. Negri and at Dylan J. Negri on YouTube.
All right, Derek, say goodbye to the people.
Hey, you know where to find me. Instagram, The Great Boy. I love y'all.
All right, and I'm Dave Temple on all social media platforms. Good night. Thanks for watching.
Hey, everyone, before we go, if you enjoy this podcast, you might enjoy some other podcasts available on
GasDigitalNetwork.com.
This week, we are highlighting The Thing Is with host Shannon Lee and Matt Jesterskulls. Matty Jesterskulls? That's what his name is? Shannon Lee and Matty Jesterskulls. You can find the full catalog of episodes on demand at
GasDigitalNetwork.com.
Or catch the latest 20 episodes anywhere you find podcasts. Here's a clip. There you go. Here's a clip.
This is the part of the show we talk about weird, creepy, unexplainable, possibly paranormal experiences.
Do you believe in ghosts at all?
Oh my God, is it a ghost?
No.
Never.
And then all of a sudden I hear, buff, 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 buff. And I walk to the bar, the fucking ice maker was dropping ice.
And I don't believe it. My whole family believes this stuff hardcore and I mock them openly. Something or I don't know, whatever, I felt What feels like someone doing this to my hand that was out of my, the covers were over my head.
I still can't explain them. One time I just saw a glowing older woman.
No, ghosts don't exist, Shannon. Let me make this very clear. There's nothing, okay. There's no such thing as supernatural. There's no UFOs, there's no ghosts, there's no Jesus or Santa Claus. A being was standing above her and it made her body lift into the air. And then start spinning around in circles like crazy fast, like crazy fast.
All right, man, yo, if you made it this far into the episode,
you made it to the end.
That means you fuck with us.
Yes.
And if you fuck with us, your friends and family gonna fuck with us too.
So what I need you to do is like, share, and subscribe, goddamn, and get yourself a laugh with the cousins.
And if you're here for the first time and you're looking for more, here's some videos we picked out just for you.
Just for you.